Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
A big win for the Blackhawks, back-to-back victories as they take down Calgary 4-3 in overtime. I'm Joe Brand. We're joined by Kaylee Chelios, and we're also joined by Lucas Reichel, who picked up his first career NHL goal, a three-point night. Lucas, congratulations. How good did tonight feel overall?
Thank you. Yeah, it felt great. I think the whole team was playing really good. Alex was unreal today, and yeah, it felt good to get the first goal here, and yeah, I just want to build from that and keep going.
Lucas, what was the experience like for you going back into the locker room after having a three-point night and factoring in on the OT winner? What was the response from your teammates?
I felt like everyone was happy for me, and it just feels great, and I'm so happy, a dream come true, especially. Like I said, just want to build from that and keep going every game.
I know you've said you've been confident, and I'm sure you have been confident, but where was your confidence level tonight? Because you seem to be in the zone from start to finish, and even on the overtime game winner, that's a selfless pass to Max Domi.
I think last game was we played really good, our line and the whole team, and yeah, so I was building from that, and today I was like pucks bouncing my way, and we had so many chances last game, and this game we buried them, and yeah, it was just fun out there, and great experience, and I'm so happy right now.
I know getting more games obviously will help your confidence and your experience, but how has your 200-foot game improved, and who's really helped you do that? Because I thought you seemed like you were playing so well on the defensive side of the ice as well.
I think the guys and the coaches, the staff in Rockford helped me a lot. Watched like so many videos focus on the D zone, away from the puck positioning, and got better. But I think I'm still young, so I can improve there more. But I got better, and
What types of things were going so well with your line of Max Domi and Filip Kurashev tonight? Because it wasn't just you, it seemed like everyone was feeling each other.
Yeah, I think our support, and we didn't cheat. We helped our D's support in the breakout, and in the ozone. We know we are creative, and we play with confidence today. And putting pucks on that, go to the dirty area, and score some goals, yeah.
Lucas, when you think about when you were called up last season and the emotions, what is it like now for you when we ask you about your confidence? I mean, it seems like there's no hesitation, at least after tonight, in playing your game.
My confidence, it's getting up. But, like I said, it's next game. It starts with 0-0, and I want to build from that game and create more and, keep playing like that.
Lucas, have you found any good German food here in Chicago?
Not really, but we had we have a good pregame meal here. It's like schnitzel. It's not the same, but almost like it. So it's like, yeah, I like the food in Chicago. Yeah,
they served schnitzel today.
No, it's like chicken breast with they put in butter or something. I don't know. It tastes really good.
Chicken
I love
Kiev.
It. Yeah, something like that. It's unreal.
Okay. Last one. How is are you in charge of walking Bretzini's dog tonight, or can he handle that on his own?
I just like to just go out a little bit. I have nothing to do really, so a little walk helps me a lot. And seeing you with the dog, it's like it's fun. And maybe we do it tonight again.
I think you deserve it. Maybe a good luck walk then for you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Lucas, congratulations on your first goal and just an overall fantastic game. Go have fun and celebrate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Lucas Reichel, his first NHL goal, a three-point night for the first time in his NHL career. He assisted Max Domi on the game winner. He's a smiley, positive, upbeat guy, but you could sense it being ticked up a little bit more right there.
Definitely. Smiles all night. I mean, that's a great game. It's important for him, and he talked about it. It's a dream come true. He scores his first goal, OT winner, factoring in on that with Domi. It doesn't get much better for Lucas Reichel right now. Exciting for Hawks fans when you think about the future and the hands that this organization's in right now. There's a lot to like about this game. Granted, it's two games. There's still a lot of hockey left to be played, but you can't really look at the big picture. You have to take it one game at a time, and sometimes it can be hard for players to separate one game from the next when the losses start to pile up. So huge game for Reichel, the Hawks, and it's just crazy to think about how young he is still.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's so much more left for him, and he's really excelling and setting expectations even higher now. So kudos to him. He deserves every smile and schnitzel he gets.
I couldn't believe that. He's like, oh, we got good food here, like schnitzel. When do the Blackhawks serve schnitzel?
Maybe it looks, we'll have to get in there and investigate, do some journalism onto the schnitzel here.
The hard-hitting information that people want to know. Last thing on Reichel. Or overall, the positives that you can pull from these last two games, like you said, it's not always going to be about the big picture. You can pull a lot of great positives for the future of this organization for the last two games with how Reichel performed today, with how this team turned things around in just a matter of a couple of days. I mean, they were on a five-game losing skid. They were able to turn it around against a bad team in Arizona, but you take advantage of that opportunity and you carry that into Calgary. Again, this team is capable of winning these close competitive games. It might not happen every time, but that just goes to show you the roster that Kyle Davidson put together and the message that is feeding to these guys from Luke Richardson.
Yeah, there's absolutely a direction this year. There's great leadership and accountability among the coaching staff, and the players still finding ways to be positive every day despite the expected losses to be there. And like you said, back-to-back wins, you have to really appreciate and remember the little victories in some senses, because it can get easy to lose your confidence and lose your game a little bit along the way when you do start losing like this. So you have to look at the hope. And I look at the prospects and the young players, the injection of youth with Lucas Reichel in the lineup. But on the back end, it's like Alex Stalock coming into this season, having zero expectations, and for him, not even thinking he was going to be able to play in the NHL this season. He's just been an incredible leader and player that Kyle Davidson signed. And the decor, you know, down to Murphy and McCabe blocking shots in that third period, blocking passing lanes, and just sacrificing your body. There's a lot of great little details that maybe don't end up on the score sheet, and we saw them certainly tonight.
Kaylee, this has been so much fun. Quite a game that we got to call. In terms of Chelioses that I've got to work with, you're definitely in the top two.
Love it. Love it. Way to be diplomatic about it. It's okay to say I'm number one.
No. Hey. Everybody brings a different skill set.
True.
But honestly, I can't complain about anything. That two fantastic games, two fantastic partners. That was a lot of fun. And, man, again, keeping John Weideman's seat warm. John, we're thinking of you. We miss you. Can't wait to hear you and see you back here on Thursday. But fun couple of nights.
Yeah, congratulations to you making your debut, and I'm sorry that it was with the Chelioses at times.
Oh, don't apologize. Come on.
Well, we had a lot of fun with you. I know my dad really enjoyed working with both you and Kevin, and it's going to be exciting to have John back, but what a great crew we have up here. And congrats, Joe. You did a great job tonight on the call. And Lucas Reichel's first NHL goal. It doesn't get much better than that.
It really doesn't. Kaylee, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you in a couple of days.
Sounds good, Joe.
That is Kaylee Chelios. Blackhawks beat the Calgary Flames 4-3 in overtime tonight. We've got more to get to. Post-game show rolling up to 9:30 tonight, but the first thing we have to get to is a break. If you'd like to join us, a lot of fun to talk about. 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text. We'll take your calls and your texts next on the Blackhawks postgame show after a 4-3 overtime winner over Calgary here on 720 WGN. Back-to-back wins for the Blackhawks, a 4-3 overtime winner against the Calgary Flames here tonight for the United Center. I'm Joe Brand. How's it going, Blackhawks fans? If you'd like to join us, 312-981-7200. We'll take your calls and your texts. Again, 312-981-7200. Let's get to the highlights of this one. A real fun one at the UC for the second straight night. And it was even more fun because the Blackhawks came out of the gate hot, and they were first to strike. Kadri picks up the loose puck in the near half wall, lost it to Lucas Reichel above that near circle, kicks it on out to Seth Jones from the left point. He throws one on net, loose puck in front, and they knock it in. And it's Lucas Reichel with his first NHL goal right on the doorstep. Hawks lead 1-0 right out of the gate. His first NHL goal and his second NHL point, but he was nowhere near done after that. The Blackhawks scoring first for the fourth consecutive game. They haven't won all of those games, but it's definitely been a nice trend to see with the Blackhawks having trouble starting off games in the past. They grabbed a 1-0 lead, but the Calgary Flames, a very talented team, they were able to get a power play, and they were quick to strike on it. Rasmussen in the high slot. One-timer coming from Kadri, and a pad save coming from Stalock. The puck rebounded over to the other post. The Hawks are able to knock it out of there. It's still in the Hawks zone, though. Here's another one-timer from Toffoli, and an easy tap-in coming from Dylan Dubé, making it a 1-1 tie. That goal, actually, Elias Lindholm, but he was right on the doorstep waiting for the rebound, and he wasted no time cashing it in. Lindholm's 13th goal of the season, to Foley and Anderson with the assist. So a 1-1 tie, but the biggest thing the Blackhawks have needed improvement with this year is responding after goals, whether it's their own or the other team. And tonight, the Blackhawks were able to respond in a positive way by a guy that was working really hard the other night against Arizona. Jack Johnson there to settle down the puck. A quick lead pass to Reese Johnson. Leaves it for Lafferty. Top of the left circle. Shot fired. Rebound and a score. Colin Blackwell right on the doorstep. Hawks are back in front 2-1. A lot of guys on the doorstep tonight, but Colin Blackwell's first goal of the season. Sam Lafferty and Jack Johnson with the assists, and the Blackhawks left that first period a 2-1 advantage. They were being outshot at that point, but Calgary ripping a whopping 47 shots on goal in tonight's game. Alex Stalock, another superb night for the Blackhawks goaltender. We moved into the second period, and just like the Blackhawks had a good start in the first period, they had an even better start in the second. Hawks now attacking from left to right, and they'll do so with Max Domi working the puck out to the neutral zone for Lucas Reichel. Down to the far wing, he's got Kurashev to his right. He feeds Kurashev, who knocks it in! A two-on-one as Reichel feeds Kurashev. And it's a two-goal lead for the Hawks, 3-1 as we begin this second period, not even a minute into the stanza. 35 seconds in for Filip Kurashev, his fifth goal of the season, and that caused Daryl Sutter, the Calgary Flames head coach, to pull Jacob Markstrom. Not so much Markstrom's fault for those three goals, but he was trying to shake up his team. The Calgary Flames with a very interesting year. They're currently in a playoff spot. They're the top wild card of the Western Conference, but if you ask the Flames, and the Flames fans especially, you definitely would get the thought of them underperforming to begin this year. But that pull of the goaltender really worked out for Calgary, because not even a full minute later, the Flames were able to answer for their goaltender move. Winning draw by Calgary, and a quick one-timer from Huberdeau. Calgary scores. They get back within one goal, as it was just a broken play, and the Flames quickly cashing in on a winning faceoff. 3-2 Hawks with 18:58 left in the second. That ended up being the only even-strength goal for the Calgary Flames tonight. But again, two power play goals, that one just coming on a face-off. So the Flames within one goal, still making things very difficult. They outshot the Blackhawks 16-4 in that second period. And about halfway through, they were able to tie up the game. Blackhawks going on their second kill of the night. Calgary cashed in the last time in the first period. They win the faceoff in the Hawks zone. Toffoli above the left circle. They go downstairs, look for a centering pass and a score. Nazem Kadri in between the rings, just slides it to the left of Stalock inside of the left post, and it's a 3-3 hockey game with 10:20 left in the second period. So that would be the closest that Calgary got tonight. They never had a lead in this game, even though the Blackhawks coughed up a couple leads. We moved to the third period, still a whole lot of pressure coming from Calgary, but the Blackhawks held their own as well. The Flames only outshooting the Hawks 11-10 in that third period, but no goals for either team. So we moved into overtime. First time the Blackhawks have picked up points in back-to-back games since early November, but they were looking for wins in back-to-back games for the first time since late October, and they did just that. Domi working it in over the Flames line from the slot. Tried to feed Reichel. Reichel's got it in the slot. Feeds Domi. Domi with the backhand score. And the Hawks win. win 4-3 in overtime. Domi's 12th goal of the season, his second overtime winner this year, the first one coming on opening night against the Detroit Red Wings, and also from the NBC Sports Chicago video feed. It looked like Domi's fifth career game-winning goal in overtime. Lucas Reichel with the primary assist, a three-point night for Reichel in just his third NHL game this season, 14th of his career. Jake McCabe factoring in the offense as well. He had his ninth assist on the season. Hawks beat Calgary 4-3 in overtime. They improved to 10-25-4. Calgary moves to 19-14-8 with their eighth one-goal game loss. They lead the NHL in 25 one-goal games this season. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we hope to hear from the Blackhawks locker room. Sounds like Lucas Reichel was talking to a few more media members. And we'll also hear from the head coach, Luke Richardson. You're listening to the Blackhawks postgame show as we recap a 4-3 overtime winner over the Calgary Flames here on 720 WGN. Well, we've got a quick answer to the question that Kaylee Chelios and I were asking at the beginning of this postgame show about Lucas Reichel's presence on this Blackhawks team. In a couple of days, the Blackhawks don't play again until Thursday. Patrick Kane is expected to be back by then. Again, expected. But Luke Richardson talking with the media, and we're getting these quotes from Twitter saying that Lucas Reichel will likely stay in Chicago even when Patrick Kane returns. It's not permanent, but they do want to give him a more extended look. I agree with that sentiment. Welcome to the Blackhawks postgame show. After the Hawks take down the Calgary Flames 4-3 in overtime here tonight from the United Center, the Blackhawks win back-to-back games for the first time since the end of October, picking up points in back-to-back games for the first time since early November. Whole lot of positive stuff to talk about. 312-981-7200 if you'd like to call in or text in. Fun night here at the UC as well. Really good-looking crowd here at the Madhouse on Madison, and just an engaged fan base as well. On tonight's game, the Blackhawks doing a nice job on this homestand now, evening things up with a 2-2-0 record as they've got three more games remaining. Again, the next one not until Thursday against Colorado, Seattle over the weekend, and then next Tuesday against the Buffalo Sabres. Luke Richardson chatted with the media. He talked about Lucas Reichel and a few other things. Let's hear from the Blackhawks head coach.
How does that feel, back-to-back wins?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, it's really great to see the guys have some success like that back-to-back, especially at home. I think we've been really kind of pumping our way back up. But you know what? It's the NHL. It's a result league. And I think Jake McCabe said it well. He's sick of losing. And to see them persevere in the third period, the last couple games, and get over that hump, I'm really happy for the guys because they've worked hard for it. But when you don't see the results, it gets... It gets old and stale, but they didn't fold tent and quit. They just persevered even harder, and they got the results, so I'm happy for them.
I asked you earlier about overconfidence with Reichel. How are you going to deal with him now?
We're going to ask the same thing we did. We want to see the same thing in the third game that we did in the second. That's what we asked him after the first, and, you know, he gave it to us. You know, he was not just... you know, making plays offensively, I think responsible of the puck, other than one in the third period where he kind of tried to deflect it instead of making a stronger play. And we talked to him a bit about that before the game and during the game. You know, he managed the puck. His decision-making was great. So that gives the coach the reliability of that line to put him out against anybody at any time in the game, and especially in a close game like this. And they're going to create offense without creating any risk. So it's nice to see.
I know they worked with him in Rockville about just getting to the net and not kind of pulling up earlier, or, you know, just using his speed. Have you seen him be more effective just trying to get the
net? Yeah, there's a couple examples tonight. Like, I know he made a nice play and he got to the net for his first goal with a deflection and hard on the rebound. But even on a play in the second period where he forechecked hard, and, you know, you saw his speed, but then he stayed hard, and he's strong. He's strong on his skates. He's not the biggest guy, but he was. That's a big defense over there, and he wasn't afraid to go in there, and that was good to see. And I think Domi or Kershev came and scooped the puck up after, and they had some good ozone time. So not only just dangling with the puck with offensively, but just separating people from the puck and getting in there and creating havoc. I think he really wants to make a big impression, and he has so far.
He and Domi really work well together. What do you think kind of complements each other there?
I don't know. I guess, you know, I think they're thinking the same way. Like, it's, they're, They're skilled with the puck and they have some speed. And, the same with Kuryshev. The three of them look great together and they seem to be feeding off one another. And I think when players have a good vibe and things work early, they seem to get excited and they want to create even more and grow more as a line and be more dangerous. And even in two games, I think just it seems to have grown and it's still early, but it's nice to see and it's another option for sure.
Talk about Reichel's decision making. He said that he was on that 2-on-1 with Kuryshev. He said he was thinking about shooting, but he saw the lane open. Can you talk about that?
I think him dropping his shoulder just a touch, it sold the goalie, and I think maybe that's why they pulled him. They probably didn't like the goalie's decision on that. It might have been too early, but I think it forces the D to make a decision. Where when you stop skating and you're showing pass, the D is not being made to make a decision, and I think he made Anderson open up and try and come at him at a low point, to thinking he was going to shoot it, and when he opened his stride, there was probably 2 feet of in between his feet for him to make that pass. So I think if he doesn't open up there, he's probably shooting it short side high or short side. But I think he's got that skill set where he has the patience to hold on to the end and make that D to make a decision or not a decision, and then it's a shot. So he played it really well, and I was glad Kuryshev finished it off because I think he almost surprised him on that.
How would you assess the risk? The team game, there were a lot of shots against.
Yeah, there was a lot of point shots. I thought in the second period we didn't do a great job of getting in front of those point shots. We were in front of the body but not in front of the stick lane. So I thought we adjusted that better in the third. I thought the penalty killing in the third was excellent on that especially. And, they're a team that kind of similar to when we played Carolina, that they just funnel shots to the net from the top and they have big guys, so it's not a bad plan for them. But I thought we handled it much better in the third, but the shot total was up in the second. But I really didn't think we gave up too much in the third, which was great even on the power play for them.
That's Luke Richardson talking about a Blackhawks 4-3 overtime winner against the Calgary Flames. We've got more to get to. We're going to hear from Max Domi, who scored the overtime game winner. We've got a few more seconds to take your text, though. 312-981-7200. One more break in the Max Domi next after this on the Blackhawks postgame show, 720 WGN. A whole bunch of positives to pull from tonight's game at the United Center. The Blackhawks beat the Calgary Flames in overtime 4-3. Max Domi scored the overtime game winner. Let's hear from number 13.
So how good did that OT winner feel?
Good. I mean, I thought that was a great game. First period, I thought we really took it to them. And then second period, we kind of fell off a little bit. But Stalock was unbelievable once again and found ways to be pretty good overall in our own zone when we had to be, I guess. And then gave ourselves a chance to win in the third. And then overtime, anything can happen. So, yeah, it was a fun one tonight for sure.
What did you think of Lucas's performance?
Oh, he's outstanding. I mean, he's only going to get better every single day. He's a great kid and really happy for him and his family, obviously, watching back home, wherever they are. It's nothing better than watching a guy get his first goal. It's a fun feeling and a lot of hard work that pays off in the long run. So you saw the smile on his face and the excitement, and, I mean, that's what it's all about. So really happy for him, and he had an awesome game tonight. He's a huge part of this win.
Is there something about the two
big
games that seem like they played?
He's a great player in traffic that can make a lot of plays and hangs onto the puck and trusts his skill. So when he gets open ice, it's almost like put on the wing. Obviously, is new for him, but I think he realized how fast he can burn guys. He's burned a couple D lately in the last couple games, and just takes off. And then kind of the rest, he just does what he has to do, make plays, and it's pretty fun to watch. It's fun to play with for sure. So he's a great player.
What did you see there on the OT winner?
I did lose the puck. Then he came off as fresh and made a heck of a play once again. So had it pretty low there and just figured I'd take it cross crease, and you never know what happened. So got a little lucky, but we'll take it. Big win.
It's been a while since you guys had that wins, I think, late October. What does that mean for a team that's kind of gone through a couple of rough patches?
We have two wins in a row, and we're looking for the third one. That's really all that matters. I could care less about anything before that. If I'm being blunt, sorry.
It's fun. What kind of happened in the second period when they kind of pushed back?
No, that's a good hockey team. Obviously, coached by a guy that's been around for a long time, and they got some great veteran leadership guys, older guys. That team's been together for a while, so they know how to play when they're down. Certainly, they have a lot of offensive weapons, and Like I said, a couple mishaps in our D zone. That again, that's going to happen. But good teams like that find ways to capitalize on their chances, and they did. But again, we kind of hung around and stuck together. Obviously, came out in the third period. We knew we had to be better than we were in the second, and found a way to get to overtime. And like I said earlier, it's just a big win. So we'll take it.
Max Domi, tonight's overtime game winner as the Blackhawks beat the Calgary Flames 4-3. The Hawks with back-to-back wins for the first time since October. We're going to close things out, taking a quick look around the league, and we start in Minnesota.
Neighbors to the goal line. Barbashev skates out of the corner. They go to Parayko. Slap shot on. Rebound. They score! Brandon Saad. Goals in four straight. A career high. And the Blues with a power play goal take a 1-0 lead. 11:43 to go in the first period.
That's Chris Kerber of Blues Radio 101 ESPN. Brandon Saad, the former Blackhawks, scoring in that one as the Blues shut out the Minnesota Wild. We would like to go to a Dallas highlight. Let's see if we've got that one.
Foxa goes into the left side boards with Bennett. Comes out to the left point and Suter is on it. Swung across to Johnston. Now back to Suter. Move to the left circle. Score! A one-time from Nils Lundqvist. He's got his second this year against Florida. And a power play goal doubles the Dallas lead.
Josh Bogorod of Stars Radio, KTCK, the ticket. The Dallas Stars with a 5-1 winner over the Florida Panthers. Other finals, the Boston Bruins. A game going on right now. The Boston Bruins with a 4-1 winner. Rather, a 4-1 lead over the Anaheim Ducks there through two periods out in California. The Washington Capitals shut out the Columbus Blue Jackets 1-0, and the Pittsburgh Penguins a 4-1 winner over the Arizona Coyotes, who now see their losing streak continue. Also, the Toronto Maple Leafs took down the Philadelphia Flyers. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Citgo. Budweiser, ComEd for Business, ComEd powering business, powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. A big thanks to all the help we received tonight back at the WGN studios, starting with our producers Alan Poppy and Jimmy Nash, a.k.a. J.B. Smoove, who went 2-for-3 with the FanDuel Sportsbook picks tonight. Our engineer was Brett Jackson. Here at the United Center, we got help from Jack Heinrich in the locker room, Kevin Wells in the intermission reports, Kaylee Chelios was my partner on the air, and Nick Hepner filling in for Paul Zerang here on the radio dial. I'm Joe Brand signing off, and once again, a complete honor to fill in for John Wideman, but it was just that, a fill-in. He is expected to be back on Thursday. Can't wait to see and hear John against the Colorado Avalanche here at the United Center. Blackhawks beat the Flames in overtime. Max Domi with the game winner. Have a good Sunday night. We'll talk to you on Thursday here on 720 WGN.